ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We are looking at the supplications of Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abidin alayhi salamullah. Supplication number 8, we're looking at the keywords of the title. So the Imam says, or the name says, him seeking refuge in Allah from three things. One, al-makara, that which is bad, and it's general, and we spoke about it. وَسَيِّئُ الْأَخْلَاقِ, and the bad of morals or the bad of ethics. Let's pause here for a bit, because unless we understand what ethics are and what's the good and what's the bad, then the dua itself does not make sense. Because the Imam Salamullah alayhi, when he supplicates in this dua, he mentions bad things, like bad traits, bad morals, bad ethics, that he's seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in. So akhlaq, or ethics, is the plural of khulq, which is the shape of the inner person that he forms for himself. So when a person forms a nice, beautiful things from the inside, from himself, he molds something beautiful of himself, then anything that comes out of him becomes beautiful. When a person molds a bad thing or molds himself into a bad thing, then anything else that comes will come bad. So when Allah says, Alhamaha fujuraha wa taqwaha, gave it the yin and the yang, the good and the bad, the black and the white, it's up to me and you to mold ourselves in that mold, to, you know, create something out of ourselves. And then all these traits, akhlaq, as we call them, sifat, when they come out of us through actions or words, they represent who we are from within, right? So if I harm people, that means I have evil within me. If I do good, that means I have good within me. Before we continue, let us take a break, and then inshallah we will continue.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at akhlaq, good morals or bad moral. So we said morals itself, the word khuluq, in Arabic, you could have bad khuluq or you have good khuluq. Khulqun hasan wa khulqun sayyi'. That is up to the person to make. So when a person puts himself in a state, a mental state or a belief state, or whatever state he puts himself from the inside, it comes and it shows on the outside. And that's how people could differentiate between us. So they say, that's a good one, that's a bad one, right? When a person is being generous, being truthful, being honest, being loving, being caring, and so on and so forth, we label this person as a good person. When a person on the other side cheats and lies and harms people and have hatred towards people, we say that's a bad person, because what he brings to the outside tells us who he is as a person or from the inside. So the character of a person becomes through the habits that he inherited from within himself. So he creates them himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he creates me and you, he creates us with plain, like white, as we say, clean slate. There's nothing into us, just pure white, nothing. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam says, I love being among children because they are pure. But then we make our life and ourselves darker, more polluted, and with all our akhlaq. Therefore, a person's character and his habits and attributes and all these things which are within him, they come through either words or either they come through actions. Then we ask ourselves, what are these bad traits? Imam Sajjad salamullah alayhi, he mentions them, and we will go through them one by one in detail. But we let us take a short break and come back and see where does this bad traits come from? How do they originate? So stay tuned.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at bad traits. So we said, where does bad traits come from? There are a few reasons. I mean, there are many reasons, but I want to look at a few in this short time. There are a few reasons that a person could adopt and have bad traits within him. Some people from themselves, from childhood, for example, or from adulthood, like when they're teens, they put themselves in this mental state. I mean, sometimes it could be related to traumas or mental illnesses, mind you, because this is what we've been told today. But for example, a person who, from the beginning, starts to swear and starts to, you know, use foul language and starts to curse people. If he does not stop at a certain time, or he does not realize that it's bad, and he continues, it becomes a bad habit. And then it will become hard to get rid of, then it becomes a khuluq, it becomes part of who he is. So sometimes the person himself bring traits to him, and then he turns them into khuluq that becomes who he is and represents him. So that's one. Two, sometimes people are raised in bad environments. The house that they live in is really bad. The parents, the father, the mother, for example, they have bad traits, bad akhlaq. That poor child grows up in such an environment. He sees, he hears, and then he adopts it, and it becomes also part of his akhlaq. Sometimes it could be his school. Sometimes it could be around with the people that he is in. Even the Quran says, sometimes it is the friends that you have. So there are so many factors that could affect me and makes me a bad person, or at least a person who has bad akhlaq. And the Imam Salamullah alayhi, as I said, he explains what bad akhlaq is, that he seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in. Now, we leave it up to here, and we will continue in episodes to come. So until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد